What we're gonna do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Where were you? August 12th, 1960. Going back a half a century today for a reason to be revealed. In the news, it's being billed as a triumphant day in the exploration of space and a new era in world communications. The cause for this celebration? A balloon called Echo One, launched into space aboard a rocket from Cape Canaveral. The dream? A new mode of communications by which messages and eventually television broadcasts will be relayed across oceans by way of satellites. At the movies. From Los Angeles to London. Everybody is headed to the theater to see Alfred Hitchcock's brand new thriller, Psycho.
Here we have a quiet little motel, when in fact it has now become known as the scene of the crime.
Friday Night TV, tonight at 10, the hit new series, The Twilight Zone, with Rod Serling.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
On the radio, after just 6 weeks on the chart,
Brian Hyland is number one with This One. One last event on this day, a baby is born. Wait a minute, that's no baby, that's me. Hence the special trip to the prehistoric years. I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1960.
Time to go now!
Where were you?
We now return to our regular programming.